I think it's amazing. I think that these are literally once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
And that's Samantha Gillinson, one of the many downtown workers who had some time to take advantage of the warm weather and the remaining pairs of free solar eclipse glasses handed out by the library. A lot of the people who showed up outside Rundell may not have known each other before the eclipse, but they quickly became friends. It was really just like a big social gathering, at least for Sandy Toole, who told me it was great to connect with a lot of eclipse enthusiasts.
It's everything. It's better than I expected it would be. It was really good.
Even though we didn't see a total eclipse, it was still worth it?
You know? Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely worth it. I hope I'm around to see the one in 2024. That's what I got to look forward to now.
And as you might guess, the people who run the Central Library were also happy about the turnout, which included a lot of kids still off from school. Officials say it may spur a number of them to get more interested in astronomy and using the library services. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.